There's a point in which you have to take your business beyond the level where it is in now to another level where it's supposed to be. All those mechanics that used to do just try and error. The time has gone. These new cars don't do try and error anymore. They don't. They expect you to plug in a diagnosing machine, which automatically, I mean, there are computers that you buy programs. This is a program for this particular brand of car. This is a program for you buy all of them, load on your computer, you plug it to each machine you want, car you want to work on. You check the car, it runs through the whole gamut for you. The cars are so automated. If you want to move far, you have to just update. You have to upgrade. There's no option. You just have to. Please, I hope you are getting my point. I started developing this from the issue of be on time, fulfill your word. And sometimes if your business has to grow and you still be on time, you plan very well and plan for increase. When you give tailor clothes, sometimes they say, come next week. Sometimes I ask them, say, look, I know, I argue sometimes. Say, if you sit down with this job, you can do it in 3 hours. Why should I come next week? And I tell them sometimes, this job I gave you, I mean, to sew cloth for man, native, with that embroidery, I say, you can do it in 3 hours. What are you telling me? Why should I come next week? Then the man now explained to me that actually what happened is that he has a lot of work. So the way I allocated it, the first time he's going to touch my cloth, it's not as if he will sew it from now till next week. It's that day that I say I should come. That's the day he will pick it up, sew it and finish it and get it ready for me. Now, what I'm saying is that if you know that each one, you can do it in 3 hours, then you start working out strategies in which somebody can bring his cloth to get it from you in 2 days. How you will do it, I don't know, but you can work it out. You can hire people. You will know professionals like yourself who can cut, who don't have your level of business. That's why some people don't like to part with money. That's the problem. Sometimes they want to chop the whole they want to chop the whole profit alone. Not knowing that they are limiting the profit. If you just close your eye to half of the profit, call one of the boys that you trained. Cut this thing for me. I'm not saying sew it. I want to put my own skill. I've taught you not to be able to cut. Do this thing for me while I do this other one. As soon as the guy finishes, two of you sit down quickly, arrange it, finish him. The man comes next day. He pays you. He can charge for express. Listen, one of the reasons why you will, at the point in time, you have to increase your charges because you will have so much, you'll be so skilled and the services you are rendering, people need to pay to get it. Instead of waiting for 3 weeks, you tell them, look, drop it today, I'll give it to you tomorrow. And that's my usual time. That is, I'm not doing you a favor, it's not express. My usual time, I give it next day or in 2 days' time. The other guys collect 1,000 bucks, I collect 1,005. Because these are all the things I put together to deliver it for you in 48 hours. What you are doing is that you are making what? A name for yourself. Don't get used to what is bad. Every tailor thinks that you must give you 3 weeks appointment and disappoint them once or twice. Ah. There are people who have used police to settle tailor wahala before. You don't know that? I'm not telling you boring stories, but you've had experiences. These are the things that make you... You know, I told you, you don't need to write El Shaddai Incorporated in front of your business for us to know it's a Christian business. We don't need it. You don't need it. Even if you're a Muslim. And when I come to your shop, you sew my cloth on time, I don't find oil on it. You do the thing neatly, you give it to me on time, properly done. Not that I say, make my trouser for the 3. You're going to make it 44 and tell me, okay, nobody you won't wear up. You know, that thing annoys me. You tell a man, my size is 44. Say, may I see your leg? Look, if I kick you now, they say I'm wicked. One is, of course, you know he doesn't have, that's what he means. He wants to squeeze 43 into your feet for you. And tell you, no worry, it will expand. I mean, if I know that if I tell you 43, we agree on 43, I won't come there and meet 44. If I know that you will do things as we have agreed on, even if you're a Hindu, do you get my point? It's your shop I will go to. I won't go to your neighbor who says, the brethren patronizes or those who love the Lord, come over to this side. No people do it. I want to use Christianity to blackmail us. So let us encourage our brethren. Listen, my friend. The encouragement I'm going to give you as my brethren is please go and do your work well. Otherwise, I will come and dash you money. That is, I will go to your neighbor, patronize him, and say, so that you won't say I didn't come. How much were you going to make on this job? Let's split it in two. You are going to make 1,000? Yes, 500 naira. She have bought my conscience back, she. But as for me to go around wearing a badly sewn cloth because it was made by a bro, I will not do that one. Say, Pastor, this is your trousers not balanced. He said, no worry, now one brother make. His left leg is 41 and a half. The right one is 43. I mean, I won't do that. You understand that I won't do that. I'm talking about what? The real marketing strategies. What have I said? Number one, skill and excellence. Number two, honesty, integrity. Whatever you say, let it be true. Number three, be on time and fulfill your word. Fulfill your promises. Those are the real marketing strategies. You are getting the point I'm making. All right, the Lord is good. The Lord is good. Another one I just want to make, that's another one of, I'll say this one briefly and then we'll go. But let me close it to prove to you that actually I'm going. All right? Let me close it. Another one I want to say is, when I talk about real marketing strategies, we'll just finish this one tomorrow. Let me just start it. Is that of relating with people, relating with your customers. You know, the spirit of love. Yes. The spirit of love, that is what must guide everything you do. And tomorrow we'll discuss in detail. I don't want to spend too much time. Where do I start this one from? Mike Mundock said, what you don't respect, you don't attract. Yeah, that's a good way to start it. What did I say? What you don't respect, you don't attract. The first day a friend of mine quoted that thing for me. You heard it. He said, Banky, give me scriptures. What you don't respect, you don't attract. I said, that is very true. I didn't know who said it. I said, that is so true. He said, give me scriptures. I said, he could there do no mighty work, seeing that he laid his hand on a few sickly folk and healed them. I was talking about Jesus. And he lamented, saying, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country. That is, where they don't give a man honor, he cannot manifest. Do you get the point I'm making? Where you don't give somebody honor, he cannot manifest. That's a matter of fact. Therefore, where you are not treated with honor, you won't go and patronize their business there. How many of you ever saw the movie Pretty Woman? Remember? She entered the shop. I said, we'll get where she be. She didn't understand. How much is this? The girl looked at her and said, it won't fit you. And she said, I asked how much it was. I didn't ask whether it would fit me. The girl looked at the other one and said, how much is this dress? And I said, it's very expensive. What they were saying, in effect, get out. We don't need your type here. But you know the part of the movie I love? It's not that part. It was when Richard Gere asked after, how was shopping yesterday? And he said that the shops were mean to me. He said, they were mean to you? They were mean to you? The guy got angry, dressed up here, let's go. He said, shops are never nice to people, they are nice to credit cards. That entered the shop. He said, who runs this shop? He said, we are going to be spending an obscene amount of money here. The part of it that I love most was halfway. The guy said, how obscene an amount of money are we talking about here? Is it profane or really offensive? The guy said, really offensive. In fact, the guy said, well, I love this man. I mean, then when she finished shopping, went back to the other shop. Do you remember me? And they looked, said, I was here yesterday and you wouldn't wait on me. He said, big mistake. Huge. Listen, that's the principle of life. Now, there are many lessons to learn from that. Number one is that you say, stop looking like a mortar when you want to go somewhere. That's number one. But my own message is for the shop owner. All right? That's the one we are discussing with. Treat everybody with a lot of respect. All right? That's number one. Okay? It's so important. But generally, the point I'm making is that you should treat your customers with respect. You should. People that you are doing business with. Now, some people can be very, very difficult. Now, please, you have to be firm and nice, you know. I'm not saying that people just talk to you anyhow. Sometimes you talk to people, you know, like, make it clear. So, but this is mutual respect. Don't talk down at me. You know what I'm saying? You don't shout on me. Customer is shouting on you. Why should they shout on you? For what? Then, excuse me, sir. I would appreciate if you just be courteous and nice. You understand? But please, be respectful to people. The reason being that what you don't respect, you don't what? Attract. And please, don't look at people as, like I said before, get their money. Whatever you need to do, get their money. That's not what we're trying to say. We are saying, number one, it is righteous and good. There's a book I want all of you to go and read. Now, please, read it with a good mind, because the title is very, very wrong. How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. All right? I didn't read that book for a long time. One of my friends in school, Lillian, she begged me to read the book. I refused. Because I was a man of faith. I didn't believe in all these manipulating things. How to Win Friends and Influence People. Am I begging for friends? You know, that kind of thing. Why should I want to manipulate people? Witchcraft. Then finally, after a long time, I saw the book somewhere else and I read it. And I said that, no, the title is not good. The title is not good. You should have used a better title for it. But it's a good book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. I think it's a book everybody should read. I'm giving it to you as an assignment. Go and read the book. It will help you. It's titled, How to Win Friends and Influence People. The man who talked, he said many things which I shouldn't bother repeating. Oh, I don't have the time. I can't say them with the emphasis with which he said them. All right? But you read this. Read the original one. Not there are some that have been modified to fit modern day. I read one like that. It's not good. The one he wrote is very common in town. The pirated copies are everywhere. 200 naira. You see it everywhere. All right? How to Win Friends. No, they are everywhere. It's a very old book. Very, very old. It is everywhere. How to Win Friends and Influence People. I wanted to read it to learn customer relations. That's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm telling you to read it. You can't manipulate people with it. And please, don't read it with the attitude of you want to learn how to manipulate people. Don't. Read it on, in fact, make it your title in your head. Good personal, no, good interpersonal relationships or good customer relationship. How to relate with people in a good fashion. That's what you want to go and read. All right? How to talk to people nicely. How to show people a lot of respect. That's my second group of serious marketing strategy. I talked about some things first, then I now went to the second one of giving people respect. All right? And look, treat people with, like I said, not as if this man just brought out your money, you want to collect his money. Sometimes people need your help. Do you get my point? And listen, if you don't have something, they don't have to buy from you. You know, I say that because I see the lot in the market. Please, I need a pink shirt. Okay, this color will fit you too. The man came asking for pink. Do you know what that was? He's on a bridal train. You follow what I'm going to say? If you want to offer something else, let it be genuinely. You ask the person, what do you need it for? Is there any special reason? If he says, you know, if he says no, I think it will just look nice on me. All right, let's see other colors that will look nice on you. Are you getting my point? It's not just he must buy for it. He doesn't have to. Chike asked me a question which I was thinking I'll begin to tackle, but we'll leave that one until tomorrow, all right? And that's the issue of competition. If next door somebody has a pink shirt, whether he gives you anything out of his is besides the point. And some people will run and say, wait, no, go my other shop. You go and collect from the other person. I think that's a sign of a man who is not blessed. You're not a blessed man if you're behaving like that. You're not. You now run to the next shop. Say, sit down, you know, they'll give you a seat. When I enter shops, I always say that I didn't come here to sit. Do you have or you don't have? He said, wait, more will go to other store. I just start walking away. You obviously don't have. As a believer, look, if you don't have and your neighbor has, tell him you want a pink shirt, fine, I don't have. That guy stocks a lot of colors. He doesn't have to give you anything. You're not doing it so that he'll know you're helping him. You're helping your customer. The spirit of love, that's the idea. I remember those days when DJ was still in university. One day he told me that when I was a if I'm coming, I should please help him buy a calculator. In particular, studied engineering. So, an engineering, one of these calculators that does, know what I mean? So, I remember then I went to the market and in this particular, he told me the name. So, I just quoted it. I went with a friend. And I remember very well. The guy told me that, he has it now. I should just wait. He ran to the next shop. I didn't know where he went. He showed up with the calculator. How much is it? He says 2,300. I offered him 2,001. He did not agree. I knew the price was 1,009. I think that he told me or somebody had told me. So I left him. And the person I went with, I told the person, please, just help me go to the other shop and go and ask. I think I just chilled. I relaxed. And you know what happened? When I refused to pay the 2,001 or 2,302 or something, I offered him 2,001, yes. He said on 2,003. This was many years ago. So he now went to go and return it to the guy who owned it. So while he was returning it, my friend was in that same shop. asking for the same calculator, and we paid 1,009 for it. And my friend heard him say that the man not agree pay. I offered this guy 2,001, and he was going to make $200 on the spot, but he was too greedy. Let me tell you, those things are not necessary. It's a sign of a man who is not blessed. If it's you, you are a blessed person. Do you have this? I don't have. That guy has. Walk across there. You want to go and help you get it? That if you are disposed to doing that, if not, tell the guy, go there, they sell it there. Why lock the guy inside your shop? You're a thief. You know, after this stealing thing, it's not good. It's stealing. You won't be blessed like that. You won't be blessed like that. They sell it in the other place. I don't have. Bye-bye. That's a good way to live life. Please be a giver. You get my point? It's not everything that must turn to money. If you know you go to the market, just sit down here. We did for our other shop. The guy starts going around trying to add money on it. You see, I told you must do or render service. That way you're not rendering service. You know what you're doing? You're stealing. You know where it's available? Tell the guy. Go down this line. The fourth shop. That guy, they get that kind thing. Me, I not get that. That is Christianity. That is Christianity. If you believe in blessing, those are the kind of things you will do. It's the kind of thing that made Abraham look at Melchizedek, what they call the king of Sodom. He said, lest you say I made Abraham rich. Do you get my point? Lest you say I made Abraham rich. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. Please, let me stop here. I said we'll close on time. All right, so let me stop here. I will not take any questions now.